Omar, O-M-A-R, last name, first name Ahmad, A-H-A-M-A-D. Today is the 12/13/2023. He was born 6/5/64. This is a 59-year-old gentleman from Oman, Jordan. Married, lives at home with his children. Diagnosed with lung cancer 3 years ago. Underwent chemotherapy, radiation, subsequent craniotomy. Was seen in the emergency room today by Dr. Della Flor Weiss, DelaForWeiss, because of abdominal pain, noted to have renal mass, most likely consistent with lung cancer. Subsequently has been admitted to hospice at this time. Period. His problem started 3 years ago, new paragraph. Diagnosed with lung cancer. He used to work in a grocery store, heavy smoker at one time, but he never drank alcohol. Period. New paragraph. He's married, has children. Period. New paragraph. Family history. Mom died of urine cancer. Dad died of lung cancer. Medication, metformin. Recently placed on Keflex because of pneumonia. Hydrocodone. Thyroid medication. Atrovastatin. Allergy, none. Recent review of system. Weight loss. Severe weakness. Shortness of breath. He's now pretty much bedbound, decreased weight, decreased appetite, not able to walk, history of pneumonia, history of hyponatremia related to lung cancer and pneumonia, surgery, two brain craniotomy, as well as hernia surgery in the past, medical problems, hypertension, diabetes. His blood pressure is low now because of significant weight loss, and he's still taking his metformin, which we can probably stop. Medication, I said metformin, Keflex, hydrocodone, thyroid, atrovastatin, yep. Allergy, none, review of system as above. On exam, we have a very emaciated 59-year-old Middle Eastern gentleman, blood pressure 90 over, pal pulse is 98, respiration is 18, heart, positive small hazards, 2 tachycardic lungs, bronchi, abdomen, soft, neck shows longevity, skin shows no rash, there's scars present over the scalp. Assessment, 59-year-old gentleman with end-stage lung cancer with renal and brain mets. Number 2, status post-craniotomy. Number 3, status post-radiation and chemotherapy. Number 4, patient is in desperate need of oxygen, breathing treatments, and hospital beds. Number 4, keep patient comfortable. Number 5, hospice will keep patient comfortable at home. Number 6, he also has issues with changing mental status related to his brain involvement. This would require medication to control his behavior at home. Findings were discussed with patient's wife, as well as his son, Hyten, H-Y-T-H-E-N, at length. Hospice will see patient in the morning. Per Dr. Della Flor Weiss's discretion and orders. Thank you.